Business Growth Talks podcast is created and hosted by Mark Haywood. In this show, we talk about how to grow a business in the growth stage. The growth stage is often marked by rapid developments, increased revenue, and an escalating customer base. In each episode, we talk to entrepreneurs and business owners who have grown businesses, and we cover topics like scaling processes, market expansion, financial management, human resource and talent development, and customer retention. If you are looking for actionable advice, tips, and techniques on how to grow, run, and build your business, this is the podcast for you.
Welcome to Business Growth Talks. Today, we are going to do a deep dive into the generational differences within society. So are baby boomers really workaholics with a conservative bend? Do millennials and Gen Z only care about purpose and progressive politics? In today's video, we're deep diving into the generational divide, unpacking the myths and realities of how baby boomers, Gen X, millennials and Gen Z view work and politics. From the office to the voting booths, you'll be surprised at how these generations are shaping the world in their own unique ways. Stay tuned as we explore the clashes of values, the evolution of the workplace, the political waves rocking the ballot box. Are these differences creating a wider gap, or are they more common ground than we think? Hit the subscribe button if you're enjoying this content, because you do not want to miss this episode and future episodes. Each generation has its unique set of values, attitudes, and expectations about work, which are shaped by socioeconomic conditions, technological advances, and cultural shifts they experience growing up. Here is a brief overstating from the baby boomers to Gen Z about work. So baby boomers, 1946 to 1964, their work ethic. Baby boomers are often characterized as hardworking, loyal, and dedicated employees. These values of stability are more likely to stay with a single employer for the whole of their career. Their view on work-life balance. They tend to prioritize work over personal life, often at the expense of work-life balance. And they want to be recognized. They want promotions and financial rewards that are significant to be in their motivators for work. Gen X, 1965 to 1980. Gen Xers are known for their strong work ethic, but value balance more than their predecessors. They are independent, resourceful, and self-sufficient. They strive for better work-life balance, valuing flexibility and autonomy over the value of the traditional 9-to-5. They seek job security but desire flexibility, meaningful work, and opportunities for advancement. Millennials, 1981 to 96. Millennials prioritize meaningful work and are driven by purpose rather than a paycheck. They are tech savvy and value collaboration and innovation. They greatly value work-life balance, are in favor of flexible working arrangements such as remote working or unconventional hours. Career growth, professional development, opportunities, and a positive work culture are key motivators. They also seek feedback and recognition. So Gen Z, which is 1997 to 2012. Gen Z is entrepreneurial, pragmatic, and values stability, having grown up during economic uncertainty. They are digital natives who prioritize diversity, inclusion, and social issues. They expect flexibility, technological integration, and mental health support in the workplace. Job security, social impact, and opportunities for advancement motivate them. They also seek authenticity and transparency from their employers. So we have talked about work, about all the four different generations. I am now going to change the subject that we're going to talk about. We are going to be talking about politics. I don't often talk about politics on this channel, but I think it's important that to understand the generational differences, we should be talking about politics as well. So this is my take on politics for the four different generations. Baby boomers. Baby boomers tend to be more conservative, but also encompass a significant number of liberals reflecting the era of social movements like civil rights and women's liberation. high levels of political engagement include voting rates and participation in political movements. The Vietnam War, civil rights movements, and the Cold War significantly shaped their political views. Gen X. Gen Xers are often characterized by a mixture of cynicism towards politics combined with a pragmatic and moderate views. They tend to value individualism and are skeptical of institutions. Moderate political engagement with a focus on practical solutions over ideological purity. They came of age during the fall of the Berlin Wall and the end of the Cold War and the rise of technological innovations. Millennials. Millennials are more likely to identify with liberal and progressive views, prioritizing issues like climate change, social justice, and equality. They are highly engaged in social and political movements, often utilizing social media to advocate for change. The 9/11 attacks, the 2008 financial crisis, and the rise of the internet and social media have deeply impacted their worldview. Gen Z. Gen Z is known for its progressive and liberal stance on many issues, including climate change, gun control, and LGBTQ plus rights. They value inclusion, diversity, and social justice. This generation is highly political and socially engaged, often participating in protests and utilizing digital platforms to influence change. Growing up in a time of rapid technological advancement, climate change and political polarization has made them a more activist mindset. Now let's just think about the trends across the generation. One of the major things is a technological influence. Each substantial generation has been increasingly influenced by the rise of digital media, affecting how they consume news, engage within politics, and in particular activism. There's also a trend of more polarized political views across all generations, with the younger generation leaning towards progressive values. Understanding these generational differences in political views and engagement can provide insights into shifting the political landscape and how different age groups might prioritize various issues. This is my conclusion. We've talked about politics, we've talked about work, we could have talked about more social issues or technology. They could have gone into so many different levels. But these are the things that I thought was interesting to share with you today. So in summary, the generational differences, in my view, on work and politics reflect the unique experiences and challenges each age group has faced. From the work-centric baby boomers to the purpose-driven millennials and Gen Z, push for inclusivity and technological integration. These variations underscore a broad shift towards flexibility, purpose, and balance in the workplace. Politically, they trend to the moves from conservative to more progressively more liberal stances on social and environmental issues as we look from baby boomers to Gen Z. Despite these differences, there are common desires across generations for integrity, transparency, and effective change, both in the workplace and the political sphere. Recognizing and respecting these diverse perspectives can bridge generational gaps, fostering a more united, unified, innovative, and inclusive approach to tackle the challenges and opportunities that are in this world. Look, guys, thank you so much for your time today when I've just gone through these work and politics for the different generations. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for joining me on this story. If you are enjoying this content, please do hit I would really appreciate it. Equally, any comments below, what's your views? What areas would you like me to go into that I haven't talked about today? Let me know and we might do a part two. And lastly, please do hit the subscribe button. You will not miss any episodes that come out, whether they're interviews or these short examples of me talking. So thank you so much. Hit the subscribe button. Really helps me and the channel. I really do appreciate you guys. And on to the next one.
Thank you for listening to Business Growth Talks. This podcast is released every Monday, so don't miss an episode by subscribing to all podcast platforms, including Apple and Spotify. Have a great day.